Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Brother Conley Wilson.
This is Conley Wilson.
How you doing, brother? This is Deacon Patterson calling from the church. How you doing today?
Deacon Patterson?
Yeah.
Just doing fine. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good. You know, the church is behind you on what you're going through, and we praying for you, man. We know all about the, you know, you going into surgery on Friday to get your pancreas removed. So I wanted to give you a call, man, have a word of prayer, and let you know that we all are pulling for you, and we know that the man upstairs is going to pull you through this success.
Well, God bless and keep you there, Deacon. God bless and keep you, because I tell you, I'm going through something here. Me and my wife, we've been talking about it, and we've been praying on it, and it sure is a wonderful thing to know that your church is with you, and y'all thinking about me in prayer. I've really had to take this to the Lord. This is a serious thing with me, and I ain't never had an operation before in my life, and
right,
know I need it. My wife done made it clear, the doctor done made it clear, and I believe I'm ready to go forward, Deacon. Was that Deacon Patterson?
Yes, that's right, Deacon Patterson. I haven't been there. I've been in church probably about 8 months now. You pretty much been out most of the time.
Yes, sir. I have been out of here. Yes, I have.
So I've seen you a couple of times, but I wanted to call and put a word in for you and let you know that we're all praying for you at the church.
Praise the Lord.
Can't wait for you to get back, and we know after Friday it's going to definitely be a great success.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to give the victory to who the victory is.
Victory to the Lord. Yes, sir. He's the victory.
Let me have a word of prayer with you, Brother Conley, if you don't mind. Just bow your head for me. Father God, we ask right now. We ask right now that you touch Brother Conley as he goes in on Friday.
Please, Lord.
Put your hands on him. We ask, Father, that you hold on to the doctor that's getting ready to go and put surgery on him.
Yes.
We ask that you make sure that the doctor has got a strong eye on that morning.
Walk with him.
We ask that he got a steady hand when he got the scalpel in his hand. We ask that you hold on to him,
please,
as he goes into his surgery, because we know come Saturday morning, the victory going to belong to Brother Conley and the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We know all of this, but we ask that you take that pancreas and you remove it out successfully.
Please.
Close him back up like it was never been entered in before.
Walk with me, Jesus.
That's what we ask, and we ask you, Lord, at the same time, that they're removing this pancreas, Lord. We ask that you reach around his backside, and we ask that you touch his kidney, Lord. Touch his kidney and make it whole. Make it 110%. We want you to make that kidney like it's been the best kidney
Excuse
ever
me, known. Deacon. That's Deacon Woot, Pat Deacon Patterson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. No, sir. There's nothing wrong with my kidney, Deacon. I'm doing fine. The Lord has done made it. Well, he's going to work on my pancreas. That's what the doctor's operating on. They done prepped me for it, and that's what they plan to remove. So my kidney is fine. They did what they called one of them MRIs, and everything else is fine. They ain't working on nothing but my pancreas, sir.
Right. Well, let me say, I'm glad you brought that up, because this one reason why I called you. Of course, I did call to pray for you.
Yes, sir.
Because I want to make sure that you make it through this successfully. But another reason why I'm getting around to this here is what I want to ask you, and I know we've never met face to face. I've seen you a couple of times, like I said, at the church, but you've been out most of the time with your sickness and whatnot. But now, what I was going to ask you was, and I know this is, I hate to come at you in the final hour when you're getting ready to go have surgery and all that, but if you don't mind, if you could see it in your heart to do something for somebody else.
Yes, sir. That's the Lord's will. You're always supposed to help those who can't.
And I'm glad you think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they go in on Friday morning and remove that pancreas out, do you think that they could go in and get one of your kidneys? Because I need one.
Hold on just a minute, Deacon. What'd you say? What you say?
See, I've been going through myself with a little ailment. And I'm wondering if I need a kidney, and I'm wondering if you can give me one of yours when they go in to get your pancreas. They already have you open.
Did you say you wanted them to take one of my kidneys?
Yeah, and give it to me because I need one.
You need a kidney?
Yeah. But what, you already going to be laying there open.
Oh, hell no. It sounds like we praying for the wrong son of a bitch this evening. You need a kidney. I need help with my pancreas. You going to call me with some shit like that, man? This ain't no work of the Lord. Now, you say you a deacon?
Yeah, yeah, like I said, Deacon Patterson, my name. But see, what I'm asking you is, what?
No,
what
you ain't asking me shit, man.
Brother Conley, what harm is it if you already open and laying on the table?
Oh, you ain't heard a damn thing I said, have you? I said, I'll be, man, you're crazy as hell. Now, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to need to call the pastor. Because, see, there's some bullshit going on here. You say you knew? You mighty damn knew, mister. Matter of fact, you too damn new to know who you're talking to.
What I'm saying is you have two, like you said, you say they did the MRI. And you're
I don't give a fuck what I said they did, man. I got two kidneys, you got two. One of yours bad, that's your motherfucking problem, mister. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to get well, and you calling with this bullshit. You say you a new deacon. You damn sure is, and you won't be at that church long. I tell you that because if I ever get close to your ass, mister, we got some reckoning to do.
What is it going to hurt for you to give me one of them kidneys if both them kidneys is good?
It ain't going to hurt a motherfucking thing because you ain't getting my kidney, man. It ain't going to hurt shit. What is wrong with you?
Say, man, all I'm saying is if you're going to be open and laying on the table, what is it going to hurt for you to give me
one? Oh, now you're going to tell me I'm open and laying on the damn table. What kind of a fucking prayer are you in charge of, mister? Let me tell you something. Obviously, I need to meet you before I get to the hospital. And maybe I can help take out that damn badass kidney of yours. We can shoot that son of a bitch out, I can tell you that. We can shoot it out. You won't feel a damn thing. How about that? There's too many games going on in the church today. I'll be damned if you're going to call and talk me out of one of my damn kidneys, man.
I'm trying to live just like you trying to.
Let the Lord take care of me, because what you talking about ain't got a damn thing to do with Jesus. You can kiss my ass, mister. You can kiss my ass and get off my phone. That's what you can do.
Can I say one more thing to you?
What?
Is you listening to me?
Man, I done listened to you, and you ain't talking about nothing. That's got nothing to do with what's going on with me, mister. You running a game? If I could get to you, I'd put lead in your motherfucking ass. Do you understand
But
me?
Can I just say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go. Is you listening?
For what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That girl, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
Hey, you all right, Brother Conley?
Man, you done made me use language that I swear I don't know, but I heard my neighbors them using that. I done stopped a long time ago talking
man,
that way.
You just got pranked by your daughter, Reese, man. She said, we got to lift my daddy's spirits up. He going into surgery on Friday. She said, Tommy, they going to take his pancreas, but please talk to him and just put a smile on his face. I say, okay. You all right?
Please forgive me. Lord have mercy. Woo! Y'all, I'm going to have to. Lord have mercy. My heart is palpating here. Lord have mercy, Jesus. This ain't me. This ain't me. And you, I tell you what, I enjoy Steve Harvey and Nephew Tommy. I do.
Brother Conley, I got to ask you one more thing, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It's got to be. It's got to be y'all. It's got to be y'all. Hell, I don't even remember the name of it now.
The Steve Harvey Morning
Show. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Lord have mercy. I ain't going to forget it now.
All right. greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is your host, Haru, and Haru the Oracle. And today, I just, you know, I'm full of ideas, you know what I mean? So I was like, you know what, let me do a prank phone call show, you know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, let me do it. And then what better way to do it midday, you know what I'm saying? Because people are in the middle of the day. Some of you guys have had busy days, you know what I mean? And you just want to laugh, you know? You're about to get ready to go home. You're on your way home, you know, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, this is Midday Prank Phone Calls with Haru the Oracle. So if any of you guys know, or if you did know, I love to laugh, right? Laughter is the best medicine for the soul. So, yeah, this is what we're doing. That one right there was Kidneys by Nephew Tommy. You know, you can check out any of these YouTube links. You know what I mean? This is Nephew Tommy. I'm going to do a little bit of Ricky Smalley. Yeah, and a few others, you know what I mean? So I hope you guys enjoy. I think I'm going to make this a thing that I'm going to do, you know what I mean, just kind of midday, you know what I mean? I kind of do midday prank phone calls every now and then because I love me some prank phone calls. I wish we can do it live on air, but, you know, it's kind of dangerous. Excuse me. It's kind of dangerous now, right? So, yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed that, our first opening clip. Now, I do want to let you guys know, you know, if you need to get a reading, if you need dream decoding, oracle readings, spiritual constellation, tarot readings, or just any kind of intuitive guidance, I am an oracle, and I do give that. All of my information is going to be in the show notes. Check out my Facebook business page. For on my Facebook business page, it has, it's not in the show notes. Of course it's not. But, yeah, my Facebook business page will have it will have my reviews on there. Oh, wow. It's deleted altogether. Okay. That's fine. I'll just go to it and just pull it. But, yeah, guys, be sure that you check out my Facebook business page, you know, and check out my reviews, guys, because my readings are very, very, very impactful. And, actually, today, if you contact me today, I'm actually giving – live readings all day today for $11. You know, I did it in the 11 o'clock hour, and today I am running a special for $11. So you get to get a 30-minute oracle or tarot reading, you know, whatever have you, spiritual constellation. You get 30 minutes of my time for only $11. So be sure that you email me, contact me, you know, with this show alone. You know what I mean? Or with this show alone, if you tell me you heard it on the show or if you tell, or if you see the post in our Facebook group, in our Facebook group is Enhancing Aware. The group information is also in the show notes. So please be sure that you can join the group because if you use comment on the post or just, you know, let me know that you want to take advantage of the $11 reading for 30 minutes. You know what I mean? And I would definitely, definitely do that. And it's only today. All right, so, excuse me, yeah, it's only today. So, yeah, so, guys, let's see. Let's go ahead and just jump back into the prank phone calls, you guys. And I have a lot of, I handpicked these, so I have a lot of funny ones for you guys. But here is another one of my favorite that used to be a childhood favorite of mine. And I don't know if you guys remember the movie Serial Mom, but I'm going to play two of them from the movie Serial Mom. Serial Mom with Dottie Hinkle and all of that. Kate, I forgot the name. Anyway, the movie is a classic, right? And it's called Serial Mom. And I know a lot of you guys remember this. If you haven't seen Serial Mom, you're going to want to see it. All right, so if you want to call in, guys, our call-in number is going to be 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1. If you just want to say hello, you want to inquire about anything, just, you know, hit me up, and I'll be glad to speak with you. All right, guys, here is, we'll jump right back in, and here is the clip from Serial Mom. Peace and love.
Hello?
Is this a cocksucker residence?
God damn you, stop calling here.
Isn't this 4215 Pussy Way?
You bitch!
Now let me check the zip code. 212 fuck you.
Beverly! Beverly, darling! You home?
The police are tracing this call this very minute.
Well, Dottie Hinkle, then why aren't they here, huh? Fuck they fuck you!
Beverly, you home?
I know you are.
Beverly?
Didn't I just say fuck you?
I beg your pardon.
Who is this?
Mrs. Wilson from the telephone company. I understand you're having problems with an obscene phone caller.
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, Mrs. Wilson, but this is driving me crazy. I've had my number changed twice already. I'm a divorced woman. Please help me.
Beverly? What exactly does this sick individual say to you?
I can't say the words out loud. I don't use bad language.
Oh, well, I know it's difficult, but we need to know the exact words.
I'll try. Cocksucker, that's what she calls me.
Listen to your filthy mouth, you fucking whore! God damn you! Motherfucker! Cocksucker!
Beverly?
Who's that?
Right hand, please. Do you hereby solemnly swear or affirm under the penalties of perjury that the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mrs. Hinkle, did you ever receive any obscene telephone calls?
I certainly did.
And did you recognize the voice of the caller?
Not at first. But then I heard the same inflection in a voice at a social gathering. And I put two and two together.
Whose voice was it, Dottie?
It was her, Beverly Sutton, sitting right there. I'm lucky I'm not dead.
Mrs. Hinkle, do you drink?
No, I don't.
So you were not drunk when you received those allegedly obscene phone calls?
I certainly was not.
Now, you mean to tell me that the day I came over to Mrs. Ackerman's, the day you claim you recognized my voice, you were not drinking?
One beer with lunch is hardly drinking.
So you do drink?
Socially. I'll have a beer.
So you admit you just lied?
No, I don't, you bitch!
Watch your mouth, Mrs. Hinkle.
Did you see that? She just said fuck you to me!
Let the record show I am merely standing here.
Fuck you, too, you fool.
I'm warning you, Mrs. Hinkle. One more obscenity, and I'm going to charge you with contempt of court.
Mrs. Hinkle, are you insane?
No, I'm not, you motherfucker!
Mrs. Hinkle, I find you guilty of contempt, and I sentence you to $1,000 fine and 5 days in jail. Fuck her!
Hello, I'm looking for a William Kniffer.
This is Mr. Kniffer.
How you doing? Listen, my name is Vernon Simmons. I was, I don't know how to, oh, man. My wife and I evidently go to the same fertility specialist that you and your wife go to, Dr. Gnasdagen. Are you familiar with Dr. Gnasdagen?
I'm familiar with Dr. Gnasdagen, but that's supposed to be confidential.
Yeah, I'm aware of that as well, sir. My wife is out on business right now. She's gone for, won't be back until Tuesday. But I got a call today, a very disturbing phone call, and wanted to, you know, I looked your number up. They did tell me what was going on, and kind of
Somebody told you my number? You got my number from somebody?
No, I looked up your number. Here it is, Rick in the nutshell. My wife and I, evidently, you and your wife have been going through the same type of problems of trying to get pregnant and so forth and so on. And from my understanding, your wife is, what, 4 or 5 months pregnant? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Yeah, my wife is exactly 5 months pregnant, but I'm still confused on how you're getting in touch with me and what this has to do with me.
Well,
I mean, all that stuff that we've gone through is totally confidential, and I'm kind of offended that you're calling me.
I understand that. Well, what's happening is I got a phone call from the doctor's office today. Oddly, to get a call on a Sunday, you know, it kind of raises a red flag. But I got a call, and it seems like there's been a huge mistake by the doctor's office. Evidently, your wife has been artificially inseminated with my seed, and I was...
What?
I mean, I'm just as disturbed as you are. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, me and my wife are, you know, my wife is 2 months pregnant, and finally...
How could they do something like that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
I have no idea. All I know is that, you know, I hate to use the expression, but I'm your wife's baby's daddy. And
No, okay, wait a minute. No.
So I
mixed up. That doesn't happen. No way.
Sir, I'm trying to make sure I bring the news to you and see if there's anything that we can do to. I mean, after being 5 months pregnant, it's kind of hard to rectify the problem. So
okay, I don't want this to sound rude, and I don't want this to sound wrong. You said baby daddy. Are you black?
Yeah.
You're fucking black, and my wife is gonna have a fucking black baby.
Well, yeah, your wife is gonna have a black baby, but what I want you to know is I'm not paying no damn child support. That's
you're
what I'm
fucking
not.
Worried. You're fucking worried about child support, and my wife is fucking having some other black dude's kid. Are you fucking crazy?
No, I'm not.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind. I'm just saying I didn't lay down and conceive a child with your wife, so I'm making sure I'm not going to be paying no damn child support.
Man, I'm not even worried about the fucking child support. I'll pay the fucking child support. I'm worried about some doctor making a fucking huge mistake and oh my god.
Your wife is having.
My wife is gonna have a black baby. I can't believe that. This is unbelievable. It's unfucking believable. And I can't believe you'd even fucking call my fucking house.
What?
And give me this fucking news. The doctor should give me this fucking news.
Well, don't you want
it?
It doesn't matter who gives you the news, as long as you get the news. Now, what I want you to do with this, please don't be giving the baby no white names and stuff.
White fucking names. I can't believe you're so. This is incredible. This is fucking incredible. Oh my gosh! Oh, call me on fucking Sunday. Give me the. I'm ready to go fucking beat somebody's ass right now. This is fucking crazy. This is crazy.
Okay, this is no reason to be violent, sir. You see what I'm saying? This is already
no reason to be violent. You're worried about me about paying child support and talking about your seed and your baby's daddy and all this shit. Oh man, this is bringing the best out of me. I can promise you. Unfucking believable, man.
Let me ask you something, sir. Do you think you may need anger management? I mean, you're not going to. You're not going to beat my child, are you?
Oh, man. You know how to push man's buttons. I can promise you, man. That's fucking crazy. No, I ain't going to fucking beat nobody's baby. You're fucking crazy. You're
I don't
fucking
want
crazy,
you, I don't want you being violent to me and your wife's baby.
Oh, spin this thing around, huh? Man, where the fuck do you live, man? Who the fuck is this?
Okay.
Who the fuck is this? Because this is fucking crazy.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you. Do you think you might want to be the godfather to the child?
to my own kid? No. Well, I guess it wouldn't be my kid.
It's
your
not your kid.
Seed.
It's me and your wife's child.
God damn you. Don't you fucking say that, you fucking crazy bastard. Don't you fucking say that. That drives me fucking nuts even thinking about something like that.
It's
don't
me.
Don't you talk about something like that.
But it's me and your wife's child.
No, it ain't you and my wife. It was a fucking mistake, so don't you even fucking talk like that, you fucking crazy bastard. I'll fucking tear a hole in your head. Don't you talk like that.
Okay. You're going to tear a hole in whose head?
In your head, you crazy bastard.
See, that? See, this,
follow me up. You know,
this is the
same,
this is the kind of thing I don't want my child around. This type of talk. This type of violence. See, your wife folks get mad and want to kill everybody in the room. Won't you kill who you mad at? Why do y'all do that?
God damn you. God damn you. Who the fuck is this, man?
Can I say one more thing to you? Can I do that?
I don't know if I can take any more news from you, man. I'm fucking ready to just jump through the phone.
I got one more thing to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Oh, my God. I'm going to beat her ass, man. I'm fucking going to kill that.
Don't beat her ass. She's pregnant. She's pregnant.
I'm not going to beat her ass, man. Oh, it took us so long to try to get pregnant. She's going to play a game like this. That's wrong. Oh, you got me, man. You freaking got me, man. Yeah, we listen to the Steve Harvey Radio Show all the time, man. That's awesome. You guys are great. Oh, man. I'm going to go find her and give her a big kiss. I'm going to do that for her. God damn.
All right, man. I got
you
one.
Son of a bitch, man.
I got one more question for you, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Radio Show in the Morning. Woo, man.
Hello?
Yeah, may I speak to Miss Janie?
This is she.
Hey, sugar.
Hey.
How you feel?
All right.
I ain't doing too good. You know my knees hurt.
Oh, is it?
This Miss Jackson over here at Mount Moriah. I hadn't met you about 2 years ago. I didn't.
Yeah.
been meaning to call you.
Sure, no.
Now, let me ask you something. Y'all been moved in y'all new church yet?
Uh-uh.
Well, what they waiting on?
Well, they are not through with it.
Uh-huh. Well, where did this, somebody didn't start? You know I'm your friend. I ain't gonna let nobody.
Hey, wait a minute, yeah?
Okay. Because I got a nice dress and they go with them shoes. And they got a hole in the top of them.
Well, I can't even remember that.
Well, they say when you be in the spirit, you don't remember nothing anyway.
I don't guess I did.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Well, when is a good time to come to y'all's church? Well, let me ask you something. Don't that comedian go to y'all's church?
Uh-huh.
Do he sit by you?
Uh-uh.
Well, what is he nice?
Yeah, he's nice.
They said that boy crazy.
He ain't crazy. He got good sense, but he just good at what he does.
Oh, will?
Mm-hmm.
He ever make folks laugh at church?
Yeah, 'cause he made me laugh.
Well, what happened?
He just. Now wait a minute. This don't sound like no. I ain't putting no hole in your shoe. You sound just like him. Rick, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. running hot. I'm sweating like a man. You're out there shaming yourself doing me like this on this phone.
Miss Jane.
What the hell is that dress color on?
Hey, that's
a clean. Miss Jane.
You ought to be shaming yourself.
Miss Jane.
What?
I thought about you when when popcorn fainted at church.
Uh-huh.
And an answer to cell phone.
Yes, I've just been to say, but I had to catch myself. I said, I can't be telling off. You done got me all out of breath. I got to get on the glad night machine.
Hello?
May I speak to Miss Franklin, please?
Miss who?
Franklin.
Oh, you have the wrong number.
Is this, may I speak to Jamar's mother, please?
Who?
Jamar.
Hold on.
Hello.
May I speak to Miss Hopper?
This is
her. Hey, sugar.
Hi.
Is this Jamar's mother or grandmother?
Wait a minute, I can't hold it. This is Jamar's mother.
How you doing, sugar?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Jamar, that's your baby, right?
Right.
I think he got my grandbaby pregnant. And I don't know how he did it because she in a wheelchair.
What?
Yes, he did, baby.
She in a wheelchair?
Uh-huh.
I didn't think they had been talking. I hadn't heard from Janiqua in a while.
Yeah, she in a wheelchair, baby. And I don't know. And she got one of the electric kind, and I don't know. And he told me that she came on to him, and I don't see how she came on to him. And she was in a wheelchair. And see, she was in a car accident.
Uh-huh.
And see, because her left side messed up, but she all right now.
Uh-huh. And she is pregnant?
In a wheelchair, and she ain't got no legs. Now, what made him
She ain't got no what?
Legs, baby.
She ain't got no legs.
Uh-huh. Now, what made him attracted to her?
Uh-uh.
That just, you know.
Uh-uh.
And we need some money.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, and I heard that you got good money.
Oh, you heard that?
Uh-huh. That's what, you know, he be bragging on you.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. About 10.
He must have been just trying to build her up. We trying to get Social Security.
I understand what you mean. But anyway, who going to take care of this baby because he... We need a stroller, something that's going to latch on to her wheelchair where she can take up.
You said Janiqua is in a wheelchair and she don't have no legs.
Not Janiqua. This, I know about Janiqua. This is somebody else, baby. This is my baby, my grand, Precious.
This is who?
Precious and Precious.
I don't know Precious.
Well, you don't know her, but I know Jamar, ain't he 19?
Yes.
Yeah, don't he be coming around now?
Who be coming around
now? Jamar.
Does Jamar come around here?
Yeah, I mean, he be coming around my house.
Oh, I don't know if he do. He must be watching because he ain't got no car.
But Precious ain't been around now. He ain't about Precious around now.
Ma'am?
He ain't about Precious around now.
Precious? No, I never even heard that name before.
I named her Precious like the name of Jesus. But, yeah, she in a wheelchair, and I was trying to get this thing that costs a lot of money, but it latches on the stroller to the wheelchair where the baby and her can go places. Unless you're going to get a seatbelt for the wheelchair and the baby. Yes. Let me pray for this whole situation. Lord, bless Lily Hopper as a son, Jamar, and got Precious pregnant, and Precious in a wheelchair and ain't got no legs, and I don't see how he threw her legs up in the air and she ain't got none anyway. Forgive this family, Lord, let's help this situation. These and other many blessings we ask in your name. Meet us in the dying hour. Amen.
Amen.
We going to work this out, baby.
I sure hope so. She said Jamar got her pregnant.
Uh-huh. She ain't got no legs. She got two stumps, like two tree stumps. Now, I don't know how he... Not now.
And we got... I hadn't heard from Janiqua in a long time. Uh-huh. He told me they weren't even talking. This has been last year or something.
Yeah, baby, she all torso. She all torso, baby. We bought like them koofy hats that the muffin be wearing and put them on her, on her torsos. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'm so upset. Oh, Lord Jesus.
And what make you think it's
Jamal? She said it was him.
Ma'am?
She said it was.
He said it was.
Y'all got some money around? Y'all got some money around now?
No, ma'am. We ain't got no money. We trying to get some.
Well, what y'all got in y'all refrigerator for the baby?
What baby? What we got in the refrigerator for the baby?
Don't he drive a Honda?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong.
You got my son, Miss Joe, somebody else, I guess.
I'm sorry, I got the wrong number. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay, baby. Bye bye.
You are a damn fool. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to talk to somebody. My husband is about 96 years old.
Uh-huh.
And when he died, I plan to bring him down there to y'all.
Uh-huh.
And we just want to make sure that his casket is comfortable. And we want to bring him down there and let him try out some caskets and see which one that'll look nice on him.
Okay, you all just want to come in and look at them?
I know I want him to. He wants to lay in them and then see which one feels the best to him, because he's going to be down there for a long time.
Okay, now who am I speaking with?
Bernice Williams.
Miss Williams?
Yes.
Okay, he can't lay in them, Miss Williams, but we can let him look at them.
Well, why can't he lay in them? Because, see, he got to get something that he's comfortable with. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? You think he'll die in a couple of weeks?
I really think so, and he wants to come down there and lay in some caskets. And stuff, and you know, I think it'd be nice. I'm just trying to fulfill his wishes.
Okay, well, if you want to come down and look at some, and maybe you can put his hand on them and feel them and see what they feel like.
Well, what they feel like?
Well, most of them have springs in them, normally like a mattress.
No, I don't want them to bounce up out of there, because, see, when them aunts come here from out of town and they get the rock in that casket and he bounce up out of there,
mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you going to run folks out of church.
Well, what church are you going to?
Well, we don't know, because he in between churches right now. He in between New Hope and New Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know where we going to have the funeral yet.
Oh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do y'all do flyovers?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
We don't do them, but we can order them for you.
Well, we want to put the family flower in the casket. Because,
on the inside of the casket?
Yes, it don't make no sense for the flower to be on the outside, then he can't smell them.
Well, you know, you can't put them on the inside of the casket. You could take a couple of them off and put in there.
We want to put all of them in there. If you take all of them off and put them in the bottom.
Well, if that's what you want to do, you can do that.
And what else do y'all put in the casket?
Nothing, just...
Because he got a little radio that he listens to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you put it on the gospel station and cut it on before they bury him, where he can have his gospel music and things, and put like a pitcher of water in there and some cups?
Yes, ma'am. You can put
some,
that in there if you want to.
And he loved them little Debbie Browns. With the peanuts on the top, put some of them in there. Because we just want him to be comfortable.
Do you think he's going to wake up and eat that stuff?
Well, you know, he said that when he dead and things, he, I don't know, hell. Don't start me to lie.
Okay.
I just want to put a lot of stuff in there just in case he do. Do any of them ever wake up?
No, ma'am, they don't wake up.
Well, you won't know if they're out there on the ship. Well, listen, do y'all go back and dig them up and check on them and make sure they're all intact and stuff?
No, ma'am.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
About nine people.
Because, see, we want to look at some funerals and see how y'all work. What's the next funeral y'all having?
Wednesday.
And who is that?
Miss Crenshaw.
Lord, they didn't even tell me Miss Crenshaw did that. Is that the one from our new pilgrim?
No, it's not.
Oh, which Crenshaw was this?
From Bethel Baptist.
Oh, you talking about, oh, Lord Jesus.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought there was the other Miss Crenshaw. I didn't, but I ain't like her anyway because she keep up so much mess in the church. Okay, then, we going to come down there, and y'all going to let him lay in the casket?
Yeah, you can put him in there.
Well, thank you. What's your name, sugar?
Ida.
Uh-huh. Okay, Ida.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Speak to Ann.
This is Ann.
I was calling. You don't know who this is, but during your grandmama's funeral, you had said some bad things about Pastor Smith.
But you know what? I really wish you was some kin to him, because I would certainly give you what for.
Well, let me tell you something. I think that he did a wonderful job. And he didn't have to,
think he needed his ass kicked.
We was doing y'all a favor by being there in the first place. He didn't have to eulogize her.
Huh?
And if you got anything bad to say about him, baby, you say it to me.
Who is it?
I'm some kin to Reverend Smith, and I heard that you had an attitude when he was preaching the funeral.
Wait a minute.
Because I sure will come up on the hill if I have to.
Minute now.
So just, you need
all to, right, now, if you some kin to me, because see, if you make me mad, then I'm finna start saying some stuff.
Well, baby, you say whatever the hell you want to say, but let me just tell you this, and I'm going to leave you with this right here. If you ever say anything out your mouth about Rem Smith, a God-fearing man, baby, I come up on that hill, and some ass going to get whooped.
I tell you what, you ain't even got to come up here. If you give me time to put on some shoes, I'll come where you at.
I tell you what, put your shoes on and come out in the yard, and I'll be over there in about 10 minutes.
Okay, I'm
because, right. See, first of all, you're disrespectful. You got an attitude, and then you think you're cute. See, I know your whole family. I know Chris. I know Shirley, all of them.
You know that man ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, you gonna talk about him like that?
Him?
Well, what about you, you old heifer?
He ain't shit. His mama ain't shit. Ain't nobody in his family shit.
Well, what about you, huh?
And he need to get that gray shit off his face. Ma'am.
Let me tell you something, baby.
Ma'am, I'm finna hang up
because. Yeah, you're gonna hang up because you're scared. That's what I thought. Hello? Hello? Yeah, we gonna call him back.
Son.
Hello,
yep, it came up on the area code. Now it's 72.
Yeah, well, because I got my baby cell phone. But I tell you one thing. When I see you, and we ain't going to even put the pastor in this, I'm going to whip your ass if I ever catch you at Walmart.
Baby, I don't shop at no motherfucking Walmart.
According to what you had on at that funeral,
we ain't got to catch each other. We ain't got to catch. We gonna make it simple. We gonna make it simple. Tell me when, where.
Bring your ass in the front yard, and I'm gonna get my baby to come pick me up and bring me right round there.
Okay. I bet you leave here.
Who that?
Bet you're going to leave here needing at least $1,500 worth of dental work, because I'm going to knock all your teeth out.
Well, it's Chris Deco that I whip her ass, too.
Okay. I'm going to let you whip my mom. Come on up here.
Huh?
This is somebody.
Hello?
Hi,
Chris. It's me.
Yeah.
Hey,
they got this for
me. Okay.
Hello?
Miss Chris.
Huh?
Let me put Miss Ann back on the phone. Hey, Miss Chris.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Just tell her this lady, just tell her, this lady just threatened you, put her back on the phone. Don't tell her it's me.
Okay.
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 I don't know who that is.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Speak to Ann Curry, please.
Oh, okay. He said this was Emma Jean.
It's not Emma Jean. Come on, Dad. You're ready, miss.
Hello?
Yes, Miss Curry, this is Pastor Johnson, a good friend of,
This Jank.
Excuse me?
This Jank.
No, ma'am. This is Pastor Johnson.
Oh, okay.
I'm a good friend of Pastor Smith.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, us ministers stick together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I want you to understand something. When ministers go out here and do these eulogies and take off their day to do a funeral, we believe that the family should be respectful and grateful.
Look,
and for the things.
That man did not eulogize my grandma properly. We ain't know what the f*** he was talking about. And you just as crazy as he is.
Well, you know, you can
you're
call
just
me
as crazy as he is.
But see, you know, when you're not a child of God, the way your mindset is, let me pray for you.
No, you pray for yourself. You pray for him.
Because the way that you disrespected,
you pray for him.
You don't disrespect the shepherd of the flock.
I respect the flock.
And everything that the choir. And everything that we do for the Sunday school and the missionary society and just with
what kind of society?
The missionary society.
Oh,
the benevolent society, the people that prepared the food. Because
we were all right with people. Everything was okay. It was just him.
See, ministers stick together. We go to Bible college. We study hard.
He ain't went to no Bible college.
Well, shut the up and listen to me when I'm talking.
He read the Bible.
When people talk about other ministers, I get motherfucking mad. I would kill a motherfucker.
No, somebody tell me.
No, see, the Lamb of God is shedding right now. This is nobody praying because, see, ministers, as a minister, I won't hurt you. I will kill you. And there's a law, if you piss a minister off, that we don't have to do a lot of time because we don't bother people. We help people.
Well, you know what?
See, we don't pay taxes.
And
when you sit in church, And you make eyes and you make faces at a man that's trying to lead the flock to the promised land, you're bound to go to hell. You made me curse.
Well, if they follow him.
He had great stuff on his face. See, when you're preaching, and that's wisdom.
That, you know, his hair is coal black, and then he just need to. You know, let go of that die. I'll cut it all out for just, you know, be brave.
You ain't got to talk. Give me the phone. Excuse me. Who? Hello?
Yeah.
Ann.
What?
Hello?
Yes.
Did you just cuss the pastor?
No, I was cussing somebody that was trying to stand up for him. But now it's clear that the man is crazy. The man don't know what he's talking about. He insulted.
Well, I think he did a good job, but the only thing I'm going to leave you with this here, baby. If you ever fix your mouth, baby, to say anything about Pastor Smith,
mm-hmm.
your ass going to get whooped. Do you understand? Do you hear me, Ann? You can go get Shirley. You can go get Chris, James, any damn body you want to get. Do it again, nigga.
No, but wait, let me leave with you with this one thing. I hate to do it to him, but anybody who on his team, if they confront us, you will leave us with no other alternative but to take care of our business. And I'm not a 99.9% sure everybody on his team going to have some serious they'll work, some patch is going to be out ahead, and then we just going to pray for them, and I'll holler at you later.
All right, man. I'll be over and I'm beat your ass, nigga.
right, that's good.
All right, guys. Greetings, 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 guys. I hope you guys are enjoying this midday prank phone call segment. And I want to thank all of you guys who have been sending me your favorite prank phone calls. I'm doing the uploading now as far as that. But, yeah, guys, this is I love prank phone calls. Laughter is the best medicine, right? So, yeah, guys, I hope you're enjoying it. If you want to call in, the area code is under 929-477-3423. Be sure that you press 1 so I can see you in the caller queue. That's if you want to call in, request a prank phone call just to say, what up, though? You know what I'm saying? Anything, you know, 929-477-3423. Thanks, everybody that's listening online. Be sure to press 1 so I can see you in the caller queue. All right, so we're going to go ahead and keep this going, and, yeah, I'll be back.
You know what? I think this one is one of my most creative. This is right up there with Raymond in the Closet. This is where I call a guy and tell him that his wife that he's been married to for the last 5-6 years, I let him know that your wife happens to be, matter of fact, I ain't gonna even get away. Listen to this right here. You don't want to miss it. I call it Tina and Tina.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Marcus.
Yeah, this is Marcus. Do this.
My name is Bryce. Marcus, listen, I've been trying to get at you for a couple weeks, man. I ain't searching high and low trying to get your phone number. I wanted to talk to you about a couple things if it was possible. Now, you married to Tina, right?
Yeah, Tina, my wife.
Yeah, okay. See, I wanted to talk to you about Tina. But,
man, look here. Don't be coming here calling me and telling me about no shit. You've been with my wife and shit. I mean, no, you know. I mean, no. I ain't trying to hear all that kind of shit like that. I mean, what's up? I mean, what you got? What's up with you and Tina?
No, I ain't had nothing to do with your wife, you know.
Oh, really? I was just about to say, I ain't trying to hear all that old
Okay, no, it ain't nothing like that. But, see, try to really make a long story short, man. We have a family member in my family that's been missing for quite some time. You know, we done been all on the internet and everything trying to find this family member. And we've looked for years, man. And let me ask you something. How long you been married to Tina?
Me and Tina been married 5 years.
Okay. Well, see, we our family member actually has been missing for 6 years. And we've done the research. We're almost like 100% sure. Let me ask you one more thing, though. I'm just trying to just, you know, line all the ducks up, man, if I could. Does Tina have a scar above her left hip?
Yeah, she got a scar above her left hip. So what that got to do with the thing?
Okay, was my family member got a scar above their left hip, too. Does Tina have a birthmark on her shoulder?
Yeah. So what you trying to say, my wife part of your family or something? Is that what you trying to say?
I don't know how to say this to you, but I mean, after asking you what I just asked you, I mean, I'm 100% sure now. I'm certain that your wife Tina is my brother Tim.
What the did you just say?
Your wife Tina is my brother Tim.
Hey man, hold up, man. First of all, how the you get
my brother's
number,
been missing for 6 years. You know,
you
my
must
brother
be out your mind. How the you gonna call here and I don't even know how the you got my number. How the you gonna call here and gonna tell me that my wife that I've been married to for 5 years is a man?
So my whole family done the research on this. We've done the research on
it. No. How you going to call me with some old like that? Going to tell me some about it?
You know,
so you trying to say for the last 5 years I've been sleeping with a man? That's what you trying to say?
We've been looking for my brother for 6 years. We've been looking for him and looking.
How you going to call me with some like that about my wife?
And we've narrowed it down. We're 100% sure that your wife Tina is my brother.
No.
It's my brother Tim.
Man, you better get. you crazy. I mean, I don't know what the you got my number from, but, you know, Tina be here around 5 o'clock, you know. I'm going to find out if it is. I'm going to let you know right now.
I'm not even going to want to talk about what the I'm going to do right now.
Wait a minute.
You know, are you going to pawn me some do it?
Okay, let me ask you this. Do y'all have any kids?
No, she said she couldn't have no kids.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, just because she can't have no kids don't mean she's no man.
How you going to play me like that?
Marcus, that's my brother.
Wait till Tina get home.
That's my brother.
That ain't none of your brother. And I don't believe this until she tell me. There ain't no way we've been together as long as we've been together, and you trying to tell me that I didn't know that this was going on. Dude, how she gonna hide like that for me and I ain't supposed to know about it? No, what's up with that?
I tell you. That's
what,
my
you know, you know, it ain't gonna be long. She get home around 5 o'clock. I'm gonna check that out. And if it's true, I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be something. You're gonna have a dead brother. That's what you're gonna have.
You're not gonna do nothing to my brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something to her. How you gonna be mad at me?
You're not gonna do nothing to my brother.
Don't tell me, she don't even tell me she a man. Hell, she ain't. She got all women parts.
You know, you're not gonna do nothing to my brother.
How can I get caught? This me. How can I get caught up in some like that? I'm an old man.
Can I say one more thing to you?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, Tina.
Y'all need to quit that there. That ain't funny.
She fine, dog.
Fine. You talking about a man, dude. I was about to...
Oh, man. Hey, man, let me ask you. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Well, after that there, Steve Harvey Morning Show. I can't say nobody else.
Steve, this is definitely one of his favorites.
This is the stuttering prank phone call.
Hello. Hello, this Leonard from Party Rentals. Is Jason now?
This is me, man. What's up?
They got you down as a secondary contact.
Hey, man, don't call here. Man, I'm a phone, man. What's up, Doc?
Ain't nobody playing. You got a your sister named. And she got a. She got some party stuff she rent. I'm trying to make sure she.
Hey, look, if you try to make fun of me, dog, I'm down and whoop your. I ain't playing, man.
And,
I don't want to be calling you for listen, but I got time for that.
Ain't nobody messing with you. I'm trying to make sure y'all get the order. Did y'all order tables, chairs, margarita machine, and tablecloth? And then I got two tents on here.
We doing the party, and we got our in that name, man.
Okay.
I'm you.
So I just want to go over the order with you. I got eight tables. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, now.
Hey, hold up. What's your name?
My name Leonard, and I'm with Party Rentals. I'm trying to make sure that we trying to confirm the order. We don't.
Hey, Leonard, whatever your name is, I swear to the Lord, I'm gonna come down there. I'm gonna ask for you. And if you don't have no speech impediment, I'm with you. I'm just letting you know. Don't cut me off, dog. Now I got that on the table. Now go here with the order. Now yeah, we ordered the tables. And the chairs. So
she got eight chairs per table. Eight chairs to go with each table. Okay, so that's 64.
Wait, hold up. I bet she got the order paper right here. Let me see right quick. All right. You say eight chairs
to the table. Okay, yeah, go ahead. 64 chairs, right?
Let me see.
8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8
for the margarita machine, we got two. Damn, you're worse than mine. Let's see, two margarita machines. Keep going. Now y'all got tablecloths too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the tablecloths on every table.
Yeah.
Okay, now y'all got tents. So, how many tents is supposed to be?
I don't know. It just say tents on here. How many tents y'all normally go with?
Probably with this many table, you're gonna need about at least 3 tents. You want me to put it down for 3?
Put it down for 2, man. Cause I already know these women in my family, all of them ain't gonna be outside no way.
Okay.
So this put two down there.
2 tents. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now I got 8 tables. I got 6 fold chairs. 2 margarita machines. Tablecloths on all of them, and it's 2 tents, right?
Right.
Now the drop off gonna be Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody gonna be there?
Yeah. I'm gonna be here. I got laid off.
A lot of people out there with handicaps, I decided to use one of those conditions for my prank phone call. I am the blind barber. All I'm trying to do is get myself a job. So why not go on and start cutting hair, even though I'm blind? Here you go, the blind barber.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach B. Jenkins that run the bar.
B. Jenkins?
Yeah, you run the barber shop down there, don't you?
I own the barber shop.
Okay, now I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got 2 booths open right now. 2 of my guys went and left them out of town, and went and left because of the job that they'd start.
Okay.
But I got 2 booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's $200 a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That's still good because there's just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what?
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturdays.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well,
Come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute. What the hell I need to put my shit in? Taking ramps out and putting phones in Braille for what's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind, but I still, you know, I'm not going to let that stop me. You know, I'm still going
to... Oh, no. Hell no, man. You, wait a minute. Goddamn, you what?
I'm blind, but see, I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my hair cut always look good, so I didn't figure I'm going to start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good shit that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of shit down my shop, man.
No, what?
I ain't got no problem with that, baby, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait now, because now you see, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business, Doc, doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that shit at my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, scrimination, or what. Not at my shop, not at B. Jenkins' shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
No, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
Well, this is what I like, though. This I feel like this is my calling, you see? And that's what, you know, my name is Lonnie.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now I'm calling you like a man. I got the qualifications and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there. And I told you when I first, what I tell you, I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way, Doc. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair, being blind, Doc. You got to be able to see to do that shit.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cutting
hair. That kind of shit in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said, but I'm saying, but see, now what I don't want you to do is make me mad about this, because I don't, you know, not.
How you going to get mad about something that belonged to me? I'm off, and you telling me the shit that you're blind. Doc, I can't help you when you're blind, man. Go on with that.
Hey, now, listen, I'm going to tell you this here, and I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barber shop. I'm going to fill these booths out, and I'm going to start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
You ain't gonna worry about getting in no goddamn tussle with me, because if you bring your ass up in my shop, how much you going to cut hair? It's going to be some description. It's going to be some goddamn furniture moving around up in this motherfucker.
Well, damn it, I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one
you
thing you
bring your ass nowhere. Now you better keep your ass away from my shop.
You gonna get your ass whooped by a blind man. Is what you gonna do? You ain't gonna see it coming either. You hear me?
Bring your goddamn ass on. Bring your ass. Bring your motherfucking ass.
As long as I got the money to pay my booth rental, you
don't give a damn. I don't want your goddamn money. Your blind ass can't cut no goddamn ass in my goddamn shop. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Motherfucking law. You can call any goddamn body you want to call. Goddamn it, that's my shit. You not going to do that shit. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your motherfucking ass down there talking about cutting ass in my goddamn shit if you want to. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming, and I'm coming to whoop your ass, B. Jenkins, because you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
Motherfucker, I don't know how you even got my goddamn number. Who the fuck gave you my number in the first place? You ought not be dialing my goddamn... How you even fix your motherfucking finger to... You call my goddamn phone.
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
Goddammit, you don't call my personal number. You call my goddamn shop. How the fuck do I get you my goddamn number?
What difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job? See, this,
don't,
this,
I don't give a damn. You don't call my personal phone.
This shop.
That's where I do my business at.
This is what's wrong with black folk nowadays. Do you want to lease out the booze or do you not want to lease?
You can't get shit. You understand me? You can't get a motherfucking thing from me.
You gonna watch your tone with me? What you gonna do?
I ain't gonna watch a motherfucking thing.
Don't you
bring your ass in my shop?
I tell you one thing. You gonna watch? You gonna watch me get on your ass this evening?
You gonna watch me get on your ass? How you gonna get on my ass? You can't see me, motherfucker. God damn it! I'm about to hang up on your motherfucker.
I
ain't got time for this shit, man. Get your ass off my phone.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, B Jiggers.
What the motherfucking thing is that?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin Sean.
You know what? I'm gonna whoop that nigga ass when I get a chance. Son of a bitch, that motherfucker, man.
You
ain't no good. You ain't no good. You son of a bitch.
You all right, man?
Man, I'm cool. God damn it. God damn shit. They all wait, both of you motherfuckers. I'm gonna get you too.
Hey, Mr. B. Jenkins, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You going to rent them booths out, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, and go easy on when you see him, huh?
Oh, I'm going to light his ass up when I see him.
Thank you for calling church. This is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church of Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church of Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church of Chicken, a restaurant, man. You got the wrong churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, Yeah, this is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, church? It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open? We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Man, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you. Bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. It is quote down and fried the chicken in your name, Lord. When mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving, and that they get 10% of it to you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members here.
Okay.
Praise God.
Stupid.
Just taking Carl speaking.
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
This is Willie. Do y'all deliver?
No, sir.
I love your chicken, but you know I can't get out the aisle.
Right.
Can't get around too much, and I was just trying to see if y'all deliver.
I'm sorry about that. No, sir, we don't.
Well, what kind of specials y'all got running?
We got a lot of specials running. We got 8-piece for $4.99, 12-piece for $6.99, 5-piece for $2.99, 2-piece darts.
Oh, Lord. What side orders y'all have?
Huh?
What side orders y'all have?
Mashed potatoes.
This Willie. You know me, I'm Willie.
Pardon me?
This Willie.
This is Willie.
Willie.
Willie who?
Willie, you know me, Willie.
I know you.
What side orders y'all have?
We got mashed potatoes.
All right, let me ask, do y'all mashed potatoes like made like real potatoes or y'all use the flakes out the box?
They're instant, but they are made from real potatoes.
But they're good? They put butter in that?
No, sir.
What they put on them?
Put gravy on them.
Now, who make the gravy? Is the gravy like,
We make the gravy.
Well, what else y'all? Y'all got corn?
Corn, coleslaw, spicy rice. Go ahead, let her in.
Okay, what kind of corn? Is it like on the cob or is it like in a bowl?
On the cob.
Oh, okay, but you can like, you got like a knife, like if I want it on the cob and I want to scrape it off and put it in a bowl?
You can scrape it off.
What else you got?
Coleslaw, Cajun rice.
All right, do you got do your coleslaw have like a lot of cabbages and carrots in there?
Yeah.
What, y'all sell pork chops, do you?
No, sir.
All right, what else you got?
Got okra, french fries.
All right, now your okra fried or it's like real slamming, like when they cook it in a pot like your grandma used to?
No, it's fried okra.
Oh, okay, now who made the okra?
We fry it. Oh, excuse me, let me step on you. We fry it.
Right.
It's already made. We just got to put it in the fryer.
Right. Well, what
that's pretty much it.
What you got to drink?
We have all flavors to drink. We got orange, strawberry, root beer, Sprite,
sound good.
Pink lemonade, sweet tea, unsweet tea.
Oh, that sounds good. Damn, can you get somebody like to drop me off something like
that? No, sir.
Can you get me somebody?
No, sir.
Can you let somebody drop me off?
No, sir. We don't deliver.
I mean, I'm talking about not deliver, just drop it off.
That's the same thing, sir.
Oh, damn sure then. You know, but I can't really get out. You know, I got a thyroid problem.
I hear you.
And, you know, like, I got bad knees.
Right, right.
And talking to him, I got to stay on my leg. But I love churches.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Willie, but I got to go, all right?
All right, well, look, I'm going to give you my beeping number.
I don't need your beeping number, Willie. I got to go. Bye-bye.
Hey, motherfucker.
I hope you guys really enjoyed my prank phone calls. As much as I enjoy doing it for you guys, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was my first segment of prank phone calls, but I will do these kind of midday more periodically, you know what I mean? So, yeah, guys, again, join Dwight Jolly tonight for free live numerology readings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. And, yeah, guys, I have to wrap it up. Got a few readings I got to do, but, yeah, it's been real. It's been great. And, yeah, I enjoyed doing this. I laughed and laughed and laughed, and I hope you guys did too. All right, so peace and love. Be sure that you are following our show. Be sure that you are joined in our Facebook group. We have a lot of great things happening, a lot of great things going on at Enhancing Awareness Radio. It is nothing but up. We are growing. Yes, we are growing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And, yeah, until next time, guys, peace and love.